Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeastern Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. Increasing clouds today with areas of snow developing this evening, high near 16. Chance of snow early tonight, mainly cloudy, low of 4 above. Lingering clouds early Saturday, then increasing sun, high near 15. Saturday night, clouds move back in. Chance of snow, low of 5 above. Occasional sun on Sunday, high near 31. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 9 above.
When you bring your vehicle to Voss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Voss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
This is an ag business update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Senate Ag Committee has two new members to start the new year. Tina Smith, Democrat from Minnesota, has joined the committee, along with Nebraska Republican Deb Fisher. Smith recently appointed to take the seat by resigned Senator Al Franken. She takes the committee seat of Chris Van Hollen, Democrat from Maryland, who is leaving the Senate Ag Committee to join the Energy and Public Works Committee. Smith will be the second senator from Minnesota, joining A.B. Klobuchar. Fisher of Nebraska, a cattle rancher and former state senator, she's looking forward to engaging on the farm bill. Fisher started her time in the Senate in 2013 and takes the committee seat of departed Alabama Republican Luther Strange. Pork export in November of last year set the highest ever monthly value record, while beef export value took another step towards a likely full-year value record as well. November pork exports totaled 224,000 metric tons, down slightly from a year ago, and November export values record high, $615.6 million, up 5% year over year, and just the fourth time monthly export values topped the $600 million mark. Through November, pork export value increased 10% to $5.9 billion. Meanwhile, beef exports reached nearly 112,000 metric tons in November, down 3% from a large volume of December of 2016, but it was still the second highest monthly total on record. Well, following his address to the American Farm Bureau earlier this week, President Trump has cautioned farmers and ranchers to don't get nervous, he says, regarding his efforts to renegotiate NAFTA. He made those comments to a TV audience, and also he said he's negotiating tough for farmers. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Farmers, if you have late model farm equipment to sell, give the guys at New Frontier Ag in McCook and Imperial, Nebraska a call. When your local dealership isn't giving you what you think your equipment is worth, or you're afraid of the results you might get at the auction, New Frontier Ag is your answer. They get you the best possible prices for your equipment at selling rates lower than the auction cost you. Call 308-340-8989 for more information on how New Frontier Ag can net you the most money for your used equipment.
On road, off road, no road. Make your own road with the all-new 2018 Jeep Wrangler Unlimited Sport and go farther than you ever thought possible. Lease yours today during the Start Something New event at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Beatrice. Right now, pay just $284 a month for 36 months with $2,499 due at signing. MSRP $3,390, 12,000 miles per year. Must finance through Chrysler Capital. Tax, title, and licensing extra. See dealer for details. The Start Something New event going on now at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Beatrice, or online at twinriv.com.
Making a living, making things grow. We live off the land, we just get what we sow. Making a living, making things grow.
If you're running a farm, you're already busy enough. Online banking can help you run your farm without running around. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
U.S. Cellular in Marysville is accepting applications for a full-time sales position. The right individual must be personable, have great customer service skills, computer and phone technology skills, and must be a team player. Pick up an application at U.S. Cellular, 517 Broadway in Marysville, or submit your resume online to MarysvilleUSCellular@gmail.com.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. Holcomb Police Chief Tony Forson has announced his resignation effective immediately. This comes 2 months after KSN's report about charges brought against the chief for lying during an investigation last summer. According to court documents, Forson knowingly gave false information of an accident and a possible DUI that he was involved in. As part of the agreement, he was ordered to pay $808 and complete 24 hours of community service. The Holcomb City Council chose not to take action at that time. A Shawnee County judge has temporarily blocked a new Topeka ordinance that would ban tobacco sales to people younger than 21 years of age, citing potential conflicts between the ordinance and the state law. Kansas law allows tobacco sales to people 18 years and older. In December, the Topeka City Council barred people under 21 from purchasing tobacco products. Two Topeka businesses have sued the city over the ordinance. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Pride of the Farm Waters at the top of their game. Years ago, their waters were manufactured with cast iron, but here in the 21st century, they use durable, energy-efficient materials, heated or 100% energy-free. Both have industry-leading 16-year warranties. Heated water models will water one animal up to 300 head of fat cattle. Heating bills? Well, they can be as low as $15 a year. Check out prideofthefarm.com or Zietlow Distributing, McPherson, Kansas, and Boonville, Missouri, or MFA stores across the Midwest.
The Wichita RV and Outdoor Show is this week, January 10th to the 14th at Hartman Arena. Don't be fooled by pretenders. New year, new show, new venue, but the same one and only Wichita RV. Wichita RV has been selling and servicing recreational vehicles for over 25 years. Shop this year's real Wichita RV and Outdoor Show and take advantage of the best savings of the year on a huge selection of RVs in every price range. And during the show only, get show deals and special show financing. The real Wichita RV and Outdoor Show at Hartman Arena this week only, January 10th to the 14th.
Authorities are investigating a fatal shooting at a Topeka motel. Police said in a news release that the shooting happened late yesterday at the Best Western in West Topeka. 31-year-old Jesse McFall was rushed to a hospital where he died of multiple gunshot wounds. Police said the shooting stemmed from an argument and that the people involved knew each other. A Kansas lawmaker says she will introduce legislation that will end the legislature's practice of proposing bills without identifying the sponsors. The Kansas City Star reports that more than 94% of the bills passed in last year's session had no sponsor name. Lawmakers keep their names off bills by introducing them through committees. Some lawmakers have defended the use of anonymous bills, saying that bills proposed by an entire committee carry more weight because it indicates wider approval. A project to build a new pediatric research tower at Children's Mercy Hospital in Kansas City has received $150 million in donations. The hospital broke ground on the tower construction yesterday. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Friendly, personalized service to meet your banking needs. That's the standard at First National Bank, Frankfort.
My community bank has responded to the changes needed to keep my money safe and secure. They've switched to cards with the latest technology, which is safer and more secure than before. My community bank provides safety and security while staying on top of the latest banking trends.
Let First National Bank's brand of banking be responsive to your needs. First National Bank, Frankfort, proud to be your community bank. Member FDIC.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. An Omaha man has been sent to prison after a toddler found the man's loaded weapon and shot his 18-month-old daughter in the face. The Omaha World-Herald reports that 22-year-old Markel Bowie was sentenced to 18 months yesterday. Prosecutors say that Bowie was smoking marijuana at his apartment in April when he placed his loaded gun on a counter. The boy grabbed the weapon and shot Bowie's daughter, who lost an eye. Bowie pled no contest to negligent child abuse, resulting in serious bodily harm. An elderly California couple arrested in Nebraska for carrying 60 pounds of marijuana Christmas presents last month has appeared in court again after being arrested in the state for the second time. This time, the couple is accused of carrying drug money. The Lincoln Journal-Star reports officers found a duffel bag with $18,000 in cash in their truck on Tuesday. They were arrested along the same interstate in the same vehicle last month. I'm Stephanie Austin.
It's the most wonderful time of the year in the Little Apple. Take a break from the stress this holiday season and pamper yourself with a stay at the fabulous Bluemont Hotel in Manhattan, right across from Maggieville. Now through January 18th, visit BlueMontHotel.com and enter discount code HOLS for rates starting as low as $89 per night. Does not apply to New Year's Eve. That holiday fun that'll keep you on the nice list. Visit BlueMontHotel.com. Discount code HOLS.
For professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday and approved county reorganization assignments, with Dave Meyer elected chairman of the board. After discussion, commissioners restored $5,000 for the county attorney's budget and voted unanimously to increase the county attorney salary by $20,000 annually to a rate of $61,100 for Laura Johnson McNish, effective January 1st. It was noted that similar-sized county attorney salaries averaged $59,000. A proposed budget of $4,500 per month was approved with Callaway, Wiggers, and Brenniger for all county councilor and tax sale work, and they approved contracting with Nemahal County Attorney Brad Lippert to handle 4 or 5 child in need of care cases with conflicts at a rate of $100 per hour. Marshall County offices will be closed Monday in observance of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Next commissioners meeting Tuesday beginning at 8:30 a.m. Washington County commissioners met last Monday. Gary Ouellette was elected chair and David Wilbrandt vice chair for 2018 with reorganization appointments named. The board formally approved a 3% base increase in the pay scale as previously discussed. County Treasurer Christy Metz submitted her resignation effective January 16th, citing personal issues. She has served 1 year of her 4-year elected term. The matter did not come up for discussion. However, commissioners did meet briefly with Metz in executive session. They also met briefly with Deputy Treasurer Karen Shaley, who will assume responsibilities until a replacement is chosen. The Washington County Republican Central Committee will meet to consider a replacement for the balance of Metz's term. A motion to reappoint Lou Kern to the Washington County Hospital Board died for lack of a second. Another motion was passed naming Ron Nutz to the board. Emergency Management Director Randy Hubbard advised that $2,300 was raised during the Salvation Army Christmas campaign. He advised the annual Storm Spotters meeting will be March 22nd and also spoke of reestablishing a resource council. Nemahal County Commissioners met last Monday and spoke with the Road and Bridge Supervisor regarding plans for cement base work and overlay projects this summer. A bid of $471,500 with Coughlin Company was approved for reworking a 5-mile stretch of J Road south of Seneca. A full-time position in the department will be advertised as Office Assistant Janet Strike plans to retire at the end of February. Sheriff advised that he has hired Baxter DeFore as a corrections officer, filling a vacant position. Senior Services Public Transit Director Diane Youngins let commissioners know she's made it to the second stage of consideration for the public building grant recently applied for to build a new senior center. Youngins advised she will need to hold a public hearing prior to submitting the final grant proposal. Commissioners decided to hold the public hearing Monday, February 5th, 10 a.m. Seneca Nutrition Center. Mindy Sudbeck was approved for a 3-year appointment to the Kansas Governing Board. Nemahal County Commissioners' next meeting will be Tuesday beginning at 9 a.m. This Saturday's recycling collection day in Marysville will be postponed a week until Saturday, January 20th, 10 a.m. near Headstrom Hall in Marysville.
Melvin L. Mill Bartz Jr., age 80, of Blue Rapids, passed away December 25th. Memorial service is planned Saturday, January 13th, 11 a.m. at the Barnes Christian Church, interment in the Fairmont Cemetery, Blue Rapids. Terry Christie Funeral Home, Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Mel Bartz Jr.
Patricia J. Pat Rainey, age 84, of Salina, formerly of Blue Rapids, passed away January 3rd. Funeral service Saturday, 2:30, at the Blue Rapids United Methodist Church. Burial in the Fairmont Cemetery, Blue Rapids. Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Pat Rainey. Diane Marie Tate, age 65, of Axtell, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell. Burial of a church cemetery. Rosary Sunday evening at 7 of a church. Visitation Sunday noon until 5 at the Axtell Landreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Diane Tate.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
At Cornerstone Granite, we realize that decisions affecting you and your family are important. Since we were established nearly 15 years ago, we've been proud that our family has been blessed with the many friends and neighbors that are a part of our community. It's those relationships that we hope you consider when pre-planning or serving immediate memorial needs. We've grown up here and continue to take pride in serving you as a locally owned and family-operated business. Stop by and see us on Highway 36 in Home City or call us anytime. Find us online at cornerstonegranitememorials.com. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeastern Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. High in the mid-teens this afternoon, increasing clouds with areas of snow developing late. Chance of snow early tonight. Mainly cloudy, low of 4 above. Lingering clouds early Saturday, then increasing sun, high near 15. Saturday night, clouds move back in. Chance of snow, low of 5 above. Occasional sun on Sunday, high near 31. Sunday night, cloudy. Chance of snow, low near 10 degrees. Cooler on Martin Luther King Day. Lots of sunshine, high near 15. Monday night, mainly clear, low of 6 below. On Tuesday, lots of sunshine, high near 12. Tuesday night, mainly clear, low of 4 below. Warmer as we head into Wednesday, lots of sunshine, high near 25. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, low near 16. High near 37 on Thursday, lots of sunshine. Thursday night, clear to partly cloudy, low near 18. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood from the Weather Eye Weather Center.
Come to Reflections Hallmark for the sweetest gifts for Valentine's Day. They have the cards and gifts for everyone, like the cute and cuddly vintage style sweetheart Mickey and Minnie Mouse plush animals. So sweet. You'll want to see all the new spring and Valentine's merchandise and to check out the 50% off or more Christmas clearance while you're in. Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. It's more than just your favorite Hallmark store.
Average high temperature mid-January 40, record high in this date 66 in 2007. The average low 19, the record low was 15 below zero in 1970. Sunset this evening, 5:21. Sunrise in the morning at 7:41.
Once upon a time, all humans had brown eyes. Those of us with blue eyes are technically mutants. The full story today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.
I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth-generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country rely on Kansas agriculture to feed their families. Wouldn't it be nice to meet the faces behind your food? Now you can. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking you behind the scenes to meet the next generation of Kansas farmers and ranchers, and their stories might surprise you. From learning the ropes as a first-generation farmer to using new technology to save money and the environment, these folks are truly game changers. To see their full stories, visit KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer. That's KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, January 12th, the 12th day of the year. Novelist Jack London was born on this day, and Batman debuted on ABC TV on this day in 1966. If you have blue eyes, you're the result of a genetic mutation that occurred some 6 to 10,000 years ago. Before that, says a researcher at the University of Copenhagen, all humans had brown eyes. What's more, all blue-eyed people share a single common ancestor, the first human to have the blue-eyed genetic trait. The mutation turned out to be neither positive nor negative. It's simply a result of nature shuffling the human genome just to see if anything sticks. You might recognize other products of that genetic shuffling, traits like baldness, freckles, beauty marks, and various hair colors. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Take a walk or drive to see Marysville's newest subdivision. Hartley Ridge is located between North 8th Street and Jayhawk Road, close to the Blue River Trail. Residents will enjoy a scenic country setting with city amenities. Call Jeff at Inline Construction, 562-5525, to ask about the spec home under construction or to purchase one of our 13 lots available where you can build the house of your dreams. Hartley Ridge Subdivision. Welcome home.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Friday. Rauno Nurger scored 14 points, and fifth-ranked Wichita State shook off a slow start to roll past East Carolina 95-60 last night. Shaquille Morris added 12 points for the Shocks, who improved to LeBron James, and the struggling Cleveland Cavaliers absorbed their most top-sided loss of the season when they were routed by the Toronto Raptors 133-99 last night. The Cavaliers have dropped 6 of 8, dating to a Christmas Day defeat at defending champion Golden State. James scored 26 points in this loss, while Isaiah Thomas missed his first 11 shots. Former Wichita State Shocker.
Together on the deck below. That's how I run this ship, and that's why we use Grainger. Grainger helps us keep a clear eye on our inventory, saving us time, saving us money, and helping keep everything ship shape. It's always smooth sailing with Grainger. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Pride of the Farm Waters at the top of their game. Years ago, their waters were manufactured with cast iron, but here in the 21st century, they use durable, energy-efficient materials, heated or 100% energy-free. Both have industry-leading 16-year warranties. Heated water models will water one animal up to 300 head of fat cattle. Heating bills, well, they can be as low as $15 a year. Check out prideofthefarm.com or Zietlow Distributing, McPherson, Kansas, and Boonville, Missouri, or MFA stores across the Midwest.
Wichita State's Landry Shamet and KU's Devontae Graham made the cut yesterday for the John R. Wooden Award midseason's top 25. Players on the list are considered strong candidates for the 2017 John R. Wooden Award, given annually to college basketball's top performer. Frank Mason III won the 2017 award. Shamet, a red-shirt sophomore point guard from Kansas City, Missouri, was on a preseason watch list for three other National Player of the Year honors. Graham is the only player in the NCAA Division I to average 18 or more points, four assists, two or more steals, and 2.5 or fewer turnovers per game. Again, in college basketball, Wichita State travels to Tulsa tomorrow. And also tomorrow, it's the Sunflower Showdown with Kansas State and KU squaring off at 11 o'clock. Have a good weekend, everyone. That's Kansas Mid-America Network Sports on a Friday. I'm Rick Everett.
The only scheduled high school tip-off Friday, Marysville at Walmart. Amigo will be postponed as Marysville did not have school Friday. Thursday night's wrestling match, the duel with Clay Center, has been postponed until Tuesday at senior night. They'll recognize seniors at 6 with matches at 6:30 Tuesday. Marysville wrestlers host the Jayhusker on Saturday. TBL tournament tips off at Onega. First round game Saturday begin at 10 a.m. Updates and brackets posted on our website. Thursday's games in the Mudecas basketball tournament at Beatrice were postponed until Friday. They'll operate on the same schedule. Southern girls meet HTRS Friday at 3:30. Southern boys face Pawnee City Friday at 8. Games at SEC. Girls finals that were to be played Friday have been moved to Saturday. Consolation games will be split between SEC and Tri-County High School. All of Saturday's finals will be played at the City Auditorium in Beatrice.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life and auto and home and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
It's time to break out the seeds and potting mix to start your garden plants indoors. You'll save money, increase your variety of plants, and jumpstart the growing season when you start seeds under LED grow lights. Fluorescent tubes used to be the standard because they provided a wide spectrum of light needed for plant growth and flowering. They were relatively inexpensive and readily available. Unfortunately, they used significant amounts of electricity and needed to be replaced every few years. Then many gardeners shifted to full-spectrum fluorescent grow lights. Many last longer than the older and larger fluorescent tubes, but new LED grow lights provide even better light intensity with much less energy. Fortunately, LED light prices have dropped, and if you consider they typically use half the energy of fluorescent tubes, provide consistent light quality, and last up to 5 times longer, the long-term savings outweighs the initial investment. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All-natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. Hi, I'm gardening gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
It may have seemed this famous Western showman had married the wrong woman. After all, his bride was a city girl who didn't grow up around horses and cowboy life. It turned out she might have been the better cowboy of the pair. The story of the amazing couple is today's edition of The American Countryside.
You've heard me speaking about our trip to Italy August 8th through the 17th. There's still time to join myself and other listeners on an amazing trip and still enjoy preferred pricing as well. We'll be with Colette, North America's leading tour operator. Come see Italy's most famous cities, spending two nights in Rome, two nights in Florence, and two nights in historic Venice. Our tour includes the famous Colosseum. You'll come to know the rolling hills, sprawling vineyards, charming medieval hill towns, and enchanting cities steeped in history, culture, and legend. See the birthplace of St. Francis and Assisi, and explore the mystical city of Siena in Venice. We'll enjoy a boat trip to Murano Island and see the city's famous canals. All along the way, we'll enjoy fabulous Italian cuisine and have the top-of-the-line service throughout the journey. This is Italy, as you always imagine it, so don't miss out. Click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com or just give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. Don't miss out. Join us today. In 1885, Gordon Lilly, better known as Pawnee Bill, was touring with the Buffalo Bill Wild West Show in Philadelphia. A chance meeting would change the course and success of his career.
Her name was Mary Elizabeth Manning, and the story always goes that when she was 15, they were walking past the tents with her sister, actually, at that time period, and they happened to look inside and saw this man dressed all in buckskin. And she started laughing at him because she's this high society lady who had really never seen anybody like that.
Anna Davis is an historical interpreter at the Pawnee Bill Ranch and Museum.
It was love at first sight, and they had a correspondence for about a year and a half while he was still on the road, and in 1886 they were married when she was 17 and he was 26.
2 years after their marriage, Pawnee Bill broke away from Buffalo Bill and began his own Wild West show. The high society girl suddenly became an integral part of that show's success.
He would teach her how to sharpshoot and ride a horse. By 1888 she was the sharpshooter for his Wild West show, known as the Champion Girl Shot of the West, and she would do that for 20 years before she retired.
From 1888 to 1913, Pawnee Bill and his wife wowed audiences with their skills and showmanship. For the final 5 years of that time period, they purchased Buffalo Bill's operation and toured as the Two Bills Show.
Pawnee Bill's show kind of went out of style because he was competing with motion pictures. The public was losing interest in the Wild West. But really, Pawnee Bill and Buffalo Bill were two people in the right place at the right time. They were able to span a time when America would pay to go and see a Wild West show.
Today, the Pawnee Bill Ranch and Museum preserved the legacy of the well-known Western performer. Traveling the countryside in Pawnee, Oklahoma, I'm Andrew McCray.
It is possible to trick Mother Nature in the winter. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Bring springtime and lots of color into your home by forcing flowering tree and shrub branches into bloom as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Commodity Classic is where America's best farmers come to get even better, and thousands of them will be headed to Anaheim, California, February 27th through March 1st to experience the latest innovation, education, and inspiration that are changing agriculture. And this year, Commodity Classic is on a Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, so you can tack on a weekend on either end or both for a little R&R. Enjoy some serious farmer time in Anaheim at the 2018 Commodity Classic, February 27th through March 1st. Discover more at CommodityClassic.com.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
In most areas of the country, this is the dead of winter. It's cold and bleak,
and spring seems so far away. If you have early spring flowering trees or shrubs, you can remove a few of the branches and force them to bloom inside. Forsythia, flowering dogwood, magnolia, and even fruit trees are just a few species that could brighten up your home with color. Rosie Lerner is an extension horticulturist at Purdue University. She says after a period of at least 8 weeks of temperatures below 40 degrees, branches can be cut and forced into bloom. The later in the winter you cut them, the shorter the forcing time becomes. Look for branches that are starting to plump up with buds, but don't go crazy with the shears.
You want to, of course, think about the fact that you're cutting the branches off of landscape plant that you want to look good. You don't want to just, ravage it by, removing lots and lots of twigs and then have an awful looking shrub out there.
Cut each branch just above a vegetative bud, meaning one that's going to become a shoot with leaves on it. After you bring them indoors, make a second cut on a slant just above the previous cut and stick them in a vase of water. Adding a floral preservative isn't necessary, but it won't hurt either.
Depending on what species it is, it may be 2 weeks between cutting and blooming. It could be 4 weeks. It really depends on which species you're talking about and how close you were to the plant's natural bloom time. The closer you are to its normal bloom time, the faster this forcing will go.
Lerner recommends keeping your branches away from strong sunlight and in room temperatures from the mid-60s to low 70s. Find more tips for forcing branches for winter color at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go, Baron. What are you going to give farm?
Olmsted Real Estate and Auction. Your farm and home marketing team since 1976. It started with...
Hire a professional you can trust to conduct your...
That was Tom, several years ago. He's been with the family business for over 20 years and sells real estate and auctions regularly in Kansas and Colorado. He works with...
Hello, this is Rob Olmsted. I'm here working full-time with Dad to better serve you with real estate and auctions.
That was Tom's brother, Rob. For over 10 years working in the family business, Rob specializes in home and acreage sales throughout Marshall County, and he sells land too. But it all started with...
Hello, folks. This is Tim Olmsted.
For nearly 40 years, people have trusted and relied on the Olmsted family. Tim, Tom, and Rob. Olmsted Real Estate and Auction. Give them a call. 353-2210. 30, 30, 35, and now 40, make it a 40, make it a 40, now 5, 5, 5, make it a...
the broader implications of a farm transition. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Here's something to think about. How many people are impacted when a farm transitions to a new owner? Business transition consultant Scott Hunsaker says a well-planned transition accounts for both the success of the farm business and the legacy of that business.
Transferring or continuing the leadership of your organization internally may help you meet that definition of success you might have with regard to legacy, with regard to employees, and with regard to customers. And I would even suspect you can meet your goals and objectives on the money category too, if you take a thoughtful, knowledgeable approach to it.
Hunsaker says two-thirds of small businesses fold up when the current leadership team leaves.
What's that doing to our communities, to our families, to our industries? I mean, I find a number of industries where they might have a distribution network or things like that, and if these people don't have a succession plan, these companies may find themselves a threat of survival if some of their key stakeholders aren't around and that next generation isn't there.
That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Local FFA chapters in search of funding for the next annual science lab, community garden, or other noteworthy ag product need to take note as Tractor Supply Company, a large rural lifestyle retailer in the U.S., will soon launch its annual Grants for Growing campaign. It'll be a competitive grant program designed to support local FFA chapters across the country that want to make a difference in their communities. To qualify, FFA advisors need to visit FFA.org/grants-for-growing and submit their application by Monday, February 14th. Grants are awarded to chapters in the spring with a minimum value of $500 and a maximum value up to $5,000. A low-key policy session at the AFBF meeting this week opted to raise annual national dues from $5 to $4. The report out says the delegates voted 298-50 in favor of a dues increase, but only after rejecting an amendment to limit the increase to 50 cents. The dues increase required a two-thirds vote by the delegates, but it won by 85.6%. It's been many years since AFBF raised its national dues. President Zippy Duvall said the organization had a $1.5 million deficit because it has lost income from benefit programs. Duvall was also reelected to a two-year term by delegates. And after the policy deliberations, membership passed a recommendation to the board. The Farm Bureau explored creating a national health insurance program. Duvall says a health insurance program could be both a benefit to members and an income generator for the organization. Leaders of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce say the wrong move on trade policy could pose serious risks to economic growth. In the annual State of America Business Address, Chamber President and CEO Tom Donahoe says the U.S. is not leading on trade. In fact, we're falling behind, he said. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
You need a reliable and relevant source for your agricultural and rural life information. That's AgView.net. The Farm Bill, agribusiness mergers, dicamba, and protein production, just some of the issues we will follow this year. Be social with us by following us on Twitter at AgView News. Like us on Facebook at AgView.net. Best wishes for a great 2018 from all of us at AgView.net.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. The USDA reports out
About an hour and a half ago, and markets are still reacting to that. Corn and Kansas City wheat really struggling a bit. Soybeans have found themselves on a bit of a rally. News better for soybeans than for corn and Kansas City wheat. The winter wheat seedings, according to the USDA, pretty much the same as last year, and there seems to be still an awful lot of product. So wheat numbers have dropped significantly since the USDA report came out. March KC wheat down 15 at 425 and a half. May down 15 at 438 and three quarters. March corn is down 2.5 at 346 and a quarter. May is down 2 3/4 at 354 and a quarter. So a bit of a struggle now for a corn and a Kansas City wheat. Soybeans rallying just a bit. January beans up 3 1/4 at 943 and three quarters. March beans up 3.5 at 953 and a half. The soybean products are mixed. Meal is mostly higher, while soy oil is mostly lower. Looking at livestock, those numbers remain mixed also. February live cattle down 10 at 116.97. April up 15 at 119.02. January feeder cattle up 25 at 144.07. March feeders up 87 at 142.25. So those numbers remain mixed all the way down into the remaining months in feeder cattle. Hogs are mixed also. February hogs up a nickel at 71.02. April hogs up 32 at 74.15, but some of the later months are showing some signs of pressure. Cotton had a huge day on Thursday, giving back some of that today. March cotton down 111 at 81.54. May down 127 at 81.69. Crude oil has seen quite a rally over the last several days. February crude up 26 cents at 64.06, while March crude is up 26 cents at 63.94 a barrel. So the rally continues for crude oil. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Shop Lowe's and take advantage of great savings to make updates indoors. Add new color to your walls with paint and primer in one, now starting at $18.98. And if you've been craving new appliances, get up to 25% off appliance special values on some of the best brands in the business. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. $18.98 price applies to Olympic Assure paints. U.S. only. Appliance offer valid through January 24th. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Well, you know, cattlemen, having a good working facility not only saves you a lot of work, but also saves you a lot of money. That's right. Less shrink on those old cattle and less time in the chute. Hey, if your equipment's in need of help, call Blattner Livestock Equipment Company. They have it all. From full working facilities featuring that cornerless tub to the permanent and portable chutes, pipe fencing, gates. Yes, Blattner Livestock Equipment Company. Their middle name's Livestock. BlattnerLivestock.com is where you need to go to find out more.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson. Today, looking at some agricultural history, the round barn. I'll talk about it after this message. I know you love your glass ceramic cooktop, except when it's time to clean it. So let me tell you about one product that will leave your cooktop sparkling clean. It's Wink Glass Ceramic Cooktop Cleaner, strong enough to remove those greasy, grungy spots and yet gentle enough for smooth top ranges. It cleans, polishes, and conditions smooth top ranges. And special conditioners leave a protective coating which helps prevent scratches. That's Wink Cooktop Cleaner. Learn more at WHINK.com. I started this week by sharing one of the many press releases with you that I receive every week. And so I'll close the week with a press release that came across my desk that I found absolutely fascinating, written by my friend John Onken, who covers the dairy industry in Wisconsin. And the headline, Long Gone Round Barn Left a Lasting Ag Legacy. And John goes on to write in the press release, I'd guess that most folks in Wisconsin have an interest in dairying as it was done back in the old days, whatever those days were. It might be the years when we were growing up, or it could have been when granddad or dad milked cows on the family dairy farm years ago or today. But now the book, actually the fourth book, entitled The Round Barn, A Biography of an American Farm. Many books have been written on the subject, John said, but none have done the subject better and is as complete and as interesting as The Round Barn, A Biography of an American Farm series that began in 2012 and now includes four volumes, each of them some 500 pages long. The author of this huge and accurate history of farming in Wisconsin, 1906 to 1972, is Jackie Dugan Jackson. She's a retired professor from the University of Illinois at Springfield who was raised on that Beloit, Wisconsin dairy farm. The round barn, built by Jackson's grandfather, Wesson J. Dugan, is in 1911, the central presence throughout the books. And from the barn comes stories of most everything that happened on the farm and in dairy agriculture from 1906, when Dugan purchased it, until it was sold in 1972. Back with the final word after this message.
Fascinating.
Captivating.
Stimulating.
Dominating.
And with over 70 available safety and security features, the all-new 2018 Jeep Compass Trailhawk 4x4 is protecting you.
Lease yours today during the Start Something New event at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Beatrice.
Right now, pages $269 month for 36 months with $3,499 due at signing.
MSRP $29,790, 12,000 miles per year. Must finance through Chrysler Capital. Tax, title, and licensing extra. See dealer for details.
The Start Something New event going on now at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and Beatrice, or online at twinriv.com.
I second everything John Onken has to say about the interesting history of the round barn in American agriculture. Four volumes long. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Hiring employees on the farm can be a daunting task. As you whittle down the candidates, think about how they'll fit long-term in your operation on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Now, get top dollar for your crop with help from the Successful Marketing Newsletter from Successful Farming Magazine and Commodities Advisor Al Kleiss. Go online to successfulmarketing.com/deal to learn more. And month after month, we'll help you reduce your input costs, maximize revenue, plus so much more. Keep your goals on target with weekly email updates and get expanded coverage in the monthly printed issue delivered right to you. The risk of loss in trading futures and or options is substantial, and each investor and or trader must consider whether this is a suitable investment. Past performance, whether actual or indicated by simulated historical tests of strategies, is not indicative of future results. Trading advice reflects good faith judgment at a specific time and is subject to change without notice. There is no guarantee that the advice given will result in profitable trades. Start making more money today. Visit successfulmarketing.com/deal to find out how to subscribe to Successful Marketing today.
Picking the right employee for your farm operation takes a lot of thought because you'll be trusting part of your business to someone else. Cole Emke is an extension specialist at the University of Wyoming. He says personality, of course, is very important. Can they take orders from you? Can they give orders to other people they're working with? Do you share information the same sort of way? As an example, do you both talk numbers or do you talk numbers and they talk feelings? Emke says a lot of operations make the mistake of hiring people who think just like they do, which may not be a good move for the long term.
If you're always listening to someone who's thinking the same way that you think and doesn't have any new ideas, then you're just going to do the same stuff that you have been doing. It is kind of a strategic decision, because if you're in a situation where the market is changing out there, landlords are looking for different things, product markets are doing different things, and you need different characteristics, then you want to hire someone that's probably not an exact copy of yourself.
Should you hire the person that's ready to hit the job running, or someone who needs a little more training? Well, it depends on your situation.
You may be in a hurry and you don't have time to do a lot of training, or training isn't the thing that you do really well. In that case, someone who's already trained at some other operation or some other industry could really be a good fit. it. On the other hand, almost no one comes in knowing exactly what to do on your operation. So there is going to have to be some training. You've got to think longer term. That's why thinking in a comprehensive sort of way about the position is worthwhile up front.
I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips for hiring the right employees on your farm at agriculture.com.
Give yourself some peace of mind this growing season. Contact Linda Schmitz, owner agent with Linda's Insurance Agency, your local RCIS agency today. Linda will help you plan and develop a crop insurance plan to offer the best coverage that's right for your operation. Linda's Insurance Agency at 1507 Broadway in Marysville. Phone 619-6135. This entity is an equal opportunity provider.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. Well, the war of words over the recently enacted Republican tax package continues. Farm state GOP lawmakers are pushing back against claims by Democrats that the new tax law benefits mostly the wealthy. Farm state Republicans weighed in as the partisan sniping over the successful tax legislation continued ahead of the 2018 midterm elections. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst said her neighbors are suffering.
Since their peaks in 2012, corn prices have declined by 60%. And soybean prices have declined by 47%. Farm income has nearly been cut in half since 2013.
Democrats attacked the tax package as a wasted effort and a giveaway to the rich and big corporations. No Democrats, urban or rural, red state or blue, voted for it. Ernst countered her farmers are not rich, but small family businesses.
These businesses are taxed under individual tax rules and will benefit from lower tax rates for every income bracket. On top of that, they will see significant relief through a new 20% deduction on pass-through business income.
Expanded Section 179 equipment expensing and 5 years of 100% bonus depreciation for new equipment were also included. Arkansas United States Senator John Boozman.
In his address to the Farm Bureau earlier this week, the president called this the sleeper in the bill. He's right. People don't realize there hasn't been enough talk about how beneficial this provision will be for our family-run agricultural operations.
The new tax law also preserves the interest deduction, cash accounting, and like-kind exchanges for property. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Rainkey and Circle H Center Pivot Repair of Cimarron remind you now is the ideal time for maintenance. During downtime that's not costing you irrigation time. Utilize cold weather downtime with Circle H Center Pivot Repair and their Rainkey factory-trained service specialists for winter maintenance that'll extend the life of your sprinkler system. Trust the family-owned company names more farmers turn to for prompt quality irrigation service. Rainkey, more right than rain, and Circle H Center Pivot Repair of Cimarron, the people who make mud look good.
Y-Star Machinery Rental can help you tackle all the projects that come your way. We offer a great selection of Bobcat skid steer loaders, track loaders, and compact excavators, plus the attachments you need. Select the equipment you need for daily, weekly, monthly, or long-term rentals. Don't turn down extra work. Stop by Y-Star Machinery in Wichita, Topeka, Manhattan, or Garden City to check out our Bobcat equipment rental options. We've got the tough equipment you need to do more tough work. Check out WhiteStarMachinery.com.
White Star, did the job.
KNDY.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. President Trump is ignoring the questions that were shouted at him after signing a proclamation for Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
The president's back was to reporters as they asked if he would apologize for the vulgar comments he made in the Oval Office yesterday about immigrants from Haiti and Africa. And this direct question.
Mr. President, are you a racist?
No reaction from the president, but he did say earlier in the event he encourages all Americans to observe the Dr. King holiday with acts of civic work and community service in honor of his extraordinary life. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Illinois Senator Dick Durbin says the president is lying when he denies making the remark.
He used these vile and vulgar comments, calling the nations they come from holes.
Durbin says it happened during a meeting about immigration reform. The U.S. ambassador to Panama, John Feely, has resigned, he says, for personal reasons. Officials say the resignation was submitted in December before news of the president's comments.